You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Hey guys, this is Trish Blackwell, your confidence coach, your mindset mentor, and you are listening to episode number 433 of the Confidence Podcast. I just gotta say, hey, thanks for hanging out. Today we're talking about how to be your own validation voice, how to cheer yourself on, because real confidence is built from the inside out, not the outside in. And when your confidence comes only from the affirmation of others, instead of from the affirmation from within yourself, then your self-esteem is going to be shaky no matter how great you are. And a reminder is greatness is not something that we are born as. We create greatness in ourselves by creating higher standards of ourselves and managing our mindsets at a level that reflects the level of greatness we want to live out with our lives. And so look, confidence is something that we can change, and we build it from the inside out. And when you do that, it is steady. You can strengthen your confidence by learning how to be your own validation voice. And that's what we're talking about on today's show. I'm going to give you, 10 ways to start being your own cheerleader and how to actually believe in yourself in the process. As always, you can get the show notes. If anything I say is like, whoa, what did she say? First off, just listen to the episode twice. We have people who have contacted me and just said that they get the most out of my coaching when they hear it twice. So ain't no shame in that game. If you got to go back and listen, of course, please do. Please share the show and the show notes. If you want to read some of my highlights, I summarize them for you at my website, which is trishblackwell.com/433. I'm going deep in coaching on why we aren't our own validation voices, what quote unquote they think doesn't matter, and how to stop depending on outside affirmation for your validation. We're going to be talking about resisting fear and rewiring the critical voice that's default, that's been programmed. You've actually programmed into yourself, whether you want to take ownership or not. And then I'm going to close out the episode today with 10 ways to practice your voice of self-validation, because it simply is practice. We have to start implementing things as practices and habits and rituals that we do and dialogue. In the same way, you learn how to speak a new language takes a lot of practice, and it's rough. Right? And if you don't know my story, I am a linguist. I majored in French and Spanish in college and am, dabble in everything I can find, some Chinese, Mandarin, some Italian, American Sign Language. I love words. And I tell you, I'm bad at them. I don't know why I love language so much, because foreign language was hard for me. But I love it so much that I kept doing it, and I got so much joy that I kept being awkward. And if you practice enough, you get good at what you're doing. In the same way, it's hard to understand a two-year-old when they're talking, even though they think they're talking in full sentences. And my three-year-old sometimes thinks he's talking in paragraphs, and he is most of the time. But right, there are words we say wrong. There's things we don't know how to say because we haven't heard ourselves or other people say it enough. And the same thing goes when you're learning the language of confidence, the dialogue and dialect of self-talk and mindset management that is life-giving. It's like learning a foreign language. It's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel clunky. You're going to want to revert back to your native tongue, but press on. Do not get discouraged. It will take time, but over time, you will create a new language in your thought process. And so you'll all of a sudden sound like a natural, French speaker, so to speak, right? It works. So I am getting off track here. Let's talk about the review of the week. It is from Inspirational by Licorice, 5 stars. And here's what they said. They said, for the longest time, I wanted to write a review. I wanted to talk about what you've done for my daughter's life, because you've inspired her and pushed her to move forward with your voice. This review is not so much about me, but about the positive impact you've had on my family. I appreciate the spiritual take on this podcast and how you share with us about God, encouraging us not to give up and to follow our dreams. Thank you for encouraging my daughter, giving her strength to go out in the world and follow her dreams. You've changed my life too. By watching my daughter grow, it's given me strength to let go of hard things. I've always felt I wanted to be a good role model as a mother, and after hearing what you've gone through, it's empowered me to improve on myself. Thank you. Mother to mother, I could not be more moved by this review. Thank you, Licorice. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for allowing me to be a voice of encouragement in your daughter's life. Thank you to everyone who listens. You guys, I have listeners as young as 10 and up to in their 70s. And I share that with you so that you know that these are human concepts. This is not something that you just goes away with change, the self-doubt and this internal dialect. And I just, wherever you are, whoever you are that's listening, whatever age you are, I'm cheering you on. And I'm so delighted. And I want to encourage my mothers. It's never too late to set an amazing example. You're never too far gone to build a beautiful relationship with your daughter. And you never know how God will answer your prayers to bring people who speak life into your children's lives. That's my prayer for my children. There's so much I can control in the way I raise them, but there's so much that I can't. And so I walk with confidence in my parenting, knowing that I already know that God has friends prepared for them and mentors prepared for them and great teachers and people who they will be drawn to and who will invest in them. And so I want you guys to know that I'm going to pour out in any way possible. So thank you for that feedback. It's so encouraging, especially to my mother's heart, my mama heart inside of me. Guys, I love hearing this feedback. If I don't get reviews, there's no real way. I mean, I can look at download numbers. I know that you like the show, but until I see it in a review or until you let me know on Instagram, I honestly don't know. So if you've ever thought like, this is the show that I live for every week and it is my pick-me-up, but you've not yet told me, hey, consider writing a review. It is the best way to encourage me to know that this is the type of content that is encouraging you and helping you and effective for you. And that way I can continue to create that kind of content that builds and changes your life. Let's talk about affirmation, because I'm a words of affirmation girl, like ridiculous, guys. My husband and I talk about giving each other's affirmation. We talk about compliments and are as jewels. I mean, I am in the five love language. I am a words of affirmation person and I thrive on it. Words of affirmation are like little jewels. And when I get a compliment or an unexpected word of encouragement for someone, I feel like I'm rich inside. Hey, when I get a review, when you reach out on Instagram and say hi, I feel rich inside. And I thrive on that outside affirmation, and I always have. And by the way, I always will. It's not wrong to thrive and appreciate that outside affirmation, but it's different if you make your identity based on it. I've always identified as a natural, coachable athlete, a teacher's pet, a people pleaser, you name it. If it involves making people that I admire proud, like, I'm into it. Like, that's just part of my wiring. I want to make people proud. I so appreciate what people pour into me. Now, the problem though, and this is a good thing, that's a good thing. But the problem for me and potentially for you is that when all of my confidence is built on what others say about me or what they've said about me, then my confidence became about what I did and about people's opinions instead of about being who I am and my own opinion of myself. You see, real confidence is built from the inside out, not the outside in. Real confidence is having an identity as separate from outside affirmation. And by the way, if you're over-attached to people-pleasing or getting confidence from others instead of from within yourself, then it might be time to get one-on-one coaching with me. You can check out that at trishblackwell.com/coaching to get on my coaching waiting list. Or you can hop into the College of Confidence today at collegeofconfidence.com to get part of my group coaching experience. But I want to encourage you today to know that outside affirmation, it's a good thing. It is definitely a good thing. It is an encouraging thing, but your confidence cannot be built on it. It cannot be built on what people say. It cannot be built on the number of likes. It cannot be built on vanity metrics because it wears off. Cannot be built on what you weigh, on how you perform athletically, because that can change at any time. You could get in a car accident tomorrow. You could, you're going to age. Our bodies will change. We know this. This is not something that we can avoid. And the thing is we live in a world that tells us to build our confidence and identity on things that cause us anxiety because they're things that are out of our control that will change. So if all of your worth is built on something that cannot be kept in one spot, well, then you've got your worth and your identity built on sand instead of a firm foundation. And so the bottom line is outside affirmation is a good thing, but it will wear off. I want you to be able to start to have a new opinion of yourself based on your standards for yourself, based on your desire and your decision to say that I will create greatness within myself. Greatness is not something that you're born with. It is something you build into yourself by the level of standards and the action that you take in your own life. And so your pride in who you are and the confidence in how you carry yourself becomes based on your opinion of yourself and how you're showing up for your life. And now other people's opinions can build into that and grow that, but you're not dependent on that. Before I give you the 10 ways to really validate your own voice, how to be your own validation voice when you're not feeling enough, and how to reject that constant self-critical voice and self-rejection, I thought it'd be really important that we also talk briefly about resisting fear and reprogramming the critical voice that's default set in your life. Resisting fear is not making fear go away. It just means that we have to be aware it will always be there. And that fundamentally, you're going to decide, is your life going to be built and grounded on fear or on faith? And no life that is amazing is built on fear. And for me, when I've done my own reflection and in the work that I've done with my clients, critical thoughts are usually fear-based. Critical thoughts about maybe what's going on in the world, or critical thoughts about really, I mean, ourselves, are fear-based. What if I'm not good enough? What if no one really likes me? What if I'm not popular enough, or this doesn't get enough likes on Instagram? What if this passion project doesn't make a difference? What if I'll always be alone? What if I'm too old to have kids? What if I'm too young to be taken seriously? What if I keep breaking my promises to myself? What if the criticism? What if I can't change this habit? What if? And those are all fear-based on the assumption that the thing that you don't want to happen will happen, but what you focus on is what you end up creating, and so the things do not happen the way you want. Now, I had not really pieced this together before, and I had a breakthrough a while back of, you know, I wanted to live with faith and walk with confidence. And by the way, confidence is faith. Confidence is knowing that you can walk forward without knowing the outcome, but with the confidence as if you do, because you know that however the outcome goes, you can handle it, right? And that you belong, and that you have a place and a space. And so knowing this, knowing I value faith and I value confidence, the thing is, you can't actively walk out faith. You can't actively be confident and courageous unless you first feel fear. And so I want to release you from the judgment you might feel, the fact that you feel fear. Fear's okay. Fear gives you the decision and the reminder that you got to walk with faith, and you got to walk in a place of personal power, and you got to walk with the decision to lead it with confidence, to be courageous. And I got 5 ways that you can resist fear. And we resist fear. And when you resist fear, then you can reprogram your thoughts around fear, right? You take action, and then we're working on rewiring our thought process. We resist fear by declaring war against it. I am in a war against fear in my life. Not making it disappear. I just know I'm always going to be in a battle. I used to be surprised by that. I thought the self-doubt would go away. I thought the insecurity, the feeling less than, comparing myself to somebody else, I thought that would go away, or the what if I make a fool of myself. My greatest breakthrough in my confidence and in not caring what people think has been when I realized that those are part of being human. Those thoughts, those fears are natural and normal, and they don't mean that I'm broken or that I'm not capable. And so I am aware that every day I'm going to have a battle in my mind. I'm going to have a war for my thoughts. It's as Joyce Meyer always said so famously in one of my favorite books by her is, it's a battlefield of the mind. And it's an everyday thing. And I'm winning the war. And I'm declaring myself in a winning streak. And so I'm okay with the fear because it's an enemy I know I can defeat. The second way you can resist fear is I want to encourage you to be like my dog, Finn. His name is Finnegan. He's an Irish Terrier. He's ridiculously handsome and cute. Like, looks like just like a little teddy bear gentleman. And he's also the most stubborn living thing I've ever met, right? The terrier. For those of you who have terriers, I know you're shaking your head with me right now. Be like Finn. I look at that and he is always looking. There's these squirrels that come on our back in our backyard on the fence, and these squirrels, and there's like two dogs that he just does not like. And they walk by. This guy walked by our house every day, twice a day. Finn's on the lookout. I'll tell you, Finn is always looking at the front for those dogs or the back corner post for that squirrel. And he goes crazy. And we resist fear by being like Finn, being on the lookout for it, knowing where does fear come into my life? Where do I feel it the most? Where am I most sensitive and susceptible to it? So I can just be aware of it and not surprised by it. It's when it takes you by surprise that you feel like it's so real. But when you see it coming a mile away, it's not as big as you think it is. So be on the lookout for that squirrel, that fear. It comes back every day. Now, when we see it coming, we can better resist it. Number three, do Eleanor Roosevelt. Do one thing every day that scares you. And, you know, show yourself that you're the boss of your fear. Fear is just part of your life and you manage it. You tell it where to go, like a boss would, and you make it work. You can use fear to motivate and create change. So you manage it and you're the boss of it. You know, interesting note about Eleanor Roosevelt. I love her quotes, right? My daughter's name is Eleanor. She's also named after her grandmother, but it was not lost by me that I'm also honoring Eleanor Roosevelt. But in the College of Confidence, we have these text reminders. They go out once or twice a week to our members of, hey, here's a motivational quote, or hey, Trish just did a bonus coaching session. Hey, don't forget the live coaching that we're doing this week is happening today. Here's the link. We do those kinds of like, you know, encouraging, but informational admin notes. And you know how an unknown number can come through your text message and it will say, hey, could be blah, blah, blah. Well, we have quoted Eleanor Roosevelt so frequently in these text messages that my iPhone, literally when I get a text from myself, it's a text from my community, College of Confidence. It says, text from Eleanor Roosevelt, but could be Eleanor Roosevelt. It's just, I think it's amazing. Eleanor Roosevelt texts me, even though, you know, not possible, but I like it. Number four way to resist fear is to build faith around you. Make it your goal today to make somebody else's day better. When you get outside of yourself and you help build up others, your faith is strengthened in that. And when you are building up others and helping them overcome their fears, you are building your own faith as well and squashing your fears, making them smaller, reminding yourself that fear does not come from God and that you have God on your side. He is for you, not against you. He is with you. He is that who gives you strength. And so you can resist it. I don't have to be intimidated by this or overwhelmed or afraid to even start, because all I need to be able to do is take one step forward and then the one next step forward and the next and the next. And the fifth way to resist fear is to dare to dream about positive what ifs. We're so locked into negative what ifs that we forget entirely about the positive what ifs. So I want you to dare to dream about the positive what ifs in your life. This automatic, well, it'll probably go wrong, is self-defeating. And so we can start reprogramming the critical voice by saying, but what if I was wrong? What if it actually worked out well? What if my business exceeded expectations? What if I put myself out there and I actually realized that the world did not end and I could keep doing it? And then I served people and changed their lives. What if I asked that person out and they say no, but what if that gave me the courage to ask the next person out that changes my life, right? And that is my dream person. Dare to dream about positive what ifs. Because we need to start, like I said, start changing the linguistic dialogue that you are using and getting used to speaking to yourself in a positive and powerful language. It's one we're not taught. It's a language that's quite mysterious, but it's accessible. It's accessible to you. And you can think about this podcast as your teacher for this internal language. Hey guys, I gotta take a quick break to tell you about my friends at BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness? I've been wanting to start counseling because you know I talk about it. You know I recommend it, but you just don't know where to start. Well, BetterHelp is where to start. They'll help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll get to connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient and, of course, confidential. And once you sign up, you can start communicating with your therapist with under 24 hours. Y'all, this isn't self-help. This is professional counseling. One of the things I love the most is that you can send your counselor a message at any time. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you get to schedule weekly video or phone sessions. Guys, BetterHelp is truly making it easy to get access to therapy. Their licensed professional counselors specialize in depression, anxiety, stress, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflict, grief, self-esteem, you name it, they've got a specialist. And I want you to start living a happier life today. I want you to get into the resource of therapy that I so recommend. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/confidencepod. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/confidencepod. So bottom line is I want you to make room for only belief in your life. Don't entertain or party with the fear thoughts. Don't allow them to sit and percolate and get some roots. Like, you just say, I only have room for belief. If this is not a life-giving thought, I'm not interested in playing around with it. And you can reprogram that critical voice. I give you those resisting fear steps, but this is how we reprogram the critical voice. By one, paying attention to your thought work, to the work that you do, to the journaling that you do, to the thoughts that you think, and just creating space to think. Allowing yourself not to be so distracted and sucked into what everybody else thinks of you or what you think of them. Because let's face it, we're nosy on social media. We're nosy in the news. We're wasting hours of our life every day living other people's lives. When you have ample time to think about the thoughts that you want to think and create and design a life that brings you joy and makes a difference. Then also you can reprogram that critical core voice by taking ownership of your responsibility to manage your thoughts. I coached in depth on this, on how to talk back to yourself when negative, and our responsibility to think about what we think about, that this is part of your adulting, so to speak, right? Growing up and doing something great with your mind, it comes with first taking ownership of it. And you can get them, go back and listen to that coaching at episode 432. So scroll back in your podcast app or go to trishblackwell.com/432. I also think another a fun way to reprogram and talk back to the critical voice is to be annoyingly positive, right? Be annoyingly positive and encouraging in response. So when you're being critical, just be super positive. Be Susie Sunshine back to yourself. And talk back, stand up, say, well, what if it didn't go that way? Or, you know what? I'm gonna expect the best. Or like truly allow yourself to engage in a conversation with yourself and be that person, be that coaching voice, be that positive voice that sheds light on the darkness, right? And then number four, when we're combating critical thinking, we need to practice patience. You're in this for the long haul. And a reset, it takes time. It's tedious. It's technical. Even just think about resetting the settings and reprogramming your computer or your phone. That takes time. There's a pause. There's a disconnect. All of that, and all to be said of just be patient. And this is not a race. This is not something you need to critically say, like, gosh, when Trish says this stuff, like, I know it makes sense. I should have known it. I've heard it over and over. People go, well, you say these and then like, oh, then I feel guilty because I should have known this. No. This is not often taught. That's why I'm so passionate about teaching it. These are all new tools that you have. This is a new strategy, a new approach. You do not get the right to beat yourself up for techniques you didn't know. But we get to practice being patient. And the same way, learning a new language, it takes patience. It takes floundering around. Learning a new anything, a skill, learning how to cook better, learning how to ice skate better, learning how to become a better, faster runner, it takes time. Even if you have the best coach in the world and you're the most talented athlete, you won't improve your 5K with one practice run. It's going to take months of consistency and training and focus and intention. And so every time you find yourself feeling discouraged or that critical voice says, well, you should be further, I want you to go back and be annoyingly positive and say, no. I am so glad I'm getting to practice patience here because I'm into this for the long haul. I'm good with this pace because forward is a pace. Now let's talk about being your own validation voice when you're not feeling enough. We get enough rejection from others in life. So that's the reality. So if you think about the rejection from others, isn't that why we're afraid of what people think? We're afraid of rejection. Even when we know deep in our core that they are not going to reject us, that we so resist that. So I want you to talk back to yourself. And I want you to realize that not validating yourself, not giving yourself credit, not knowing what you bring to the table, not giving yourself encouragement, not praising yourself for what you are doing instead of focusing on what you're not. All of that, that is that constant critical self-voice is self-rejection. And I tell you what, like the people I love, if I ever thought that they were so rejecting of themselves, it would break my heart. Now that I'm a mother, I can only imagine what my mother felt when she learned how critical I was of myself and how much self-rejection I had. Because there's nothing in my children I would ever reject, right? And so sometimes it's really healing to look through the eye of a parent, even if you weren't parented by, all of our parents are flawed. And even if you just need to look through your own parenting eye to get a parenting eye of yourself, of not validating yourself is not okay. And here's the deal. I also give you permission. It's okay to validate yourself. This is not vain. This is not self-righteous. It is not cocky. This is humble, solid self-confidence. It is owning who you are and the life you are building. So I want you to decide to accept yourself. That's a that right there today can be your biggest takeaway. Decide to accept yourself. Invite yourself into being loved. We just did a whole workshop in the College of Confidence on how to love yourself. 21 really practical and effective ways to love yourself in a way that helps you squash this critical voice. So you can get the replay when you become a member of the COC. But here are 10 ways to get you started to be your own validation voice. Number one, develop your inner courager voice. Your inner encourager voice by encouraging others. I love it. I am the CEO of my business, right? I used to identify as being, I'm an entrepreneur and just a mom, just do my thing. No, I have a business and I'm the CEO. Now I'm the CEO in traditional sense, but I'm also the chief encouragement officer, right? That is my core identity. My chief role is a chief encouragement officer, right? Don't you love that? And you can be the CEO of your own life. And you do it in the CEO of in your neighborhood of how can I be the chief encourager? And we encourage others by complimenting their shoes, complimenting their hair, building them up, taking note of them, asking how they are, asking them how school's going, how's work going? What can I do to help? Hey, you're looking good. Like I see how hard you're working. Just build others up. Magic happens. And by being a better encourager to others, you are developing the language to be a better encourager to yourself. Number two, practice self-coaching. Self-coaching is what I teach in the College of Confidence. It's how to have better conversations with yourself, how to coach yourself when you're feeling discouraged, how to motivate yourself through your self-talk when you're feeling down or you're feeling like you'd rather run away from the world. And the more you practice self-coaching, the better you will be at it. And hey, being your own validation voice is essentially how to be a coaching voice to yourself that reminds you of who you are, reminds you of what you're capable of, and reminds you to keep going. Now, that's not to replace coaches in your life, but it's to carry you in between so that your inner dialogue becomes a self-coaching voice. Number three is to write out daily affirmations that are believable and that sweep you into your future self. And we have coaching, we have a whole coaching workbook and workshop on that in the College of Confidence. But I also have some affirmation coaching for free on my YouTube channel. So go to YouTube and type in my name and you will find those resources there. But affirmations are powerful. But we've got to write ones that are believable and also scoop you up into, help you believe that you are actually activating your future self. because you're speaking out what you're expecting. And that's a way to validate yourself. And you can validate your day and yourself by just declaring the beginning of the day, today is going to be an amazing day. I'm telling my kindergartner that, Ellie, like she goes upstairs to her room for kindergarten, right? For virtual kindergarten. Hey, Ellie, this is going to be an amazing math class. I'm really excited about how you're going to show up and how your brain is ready to learn. And I share that with her and she smiles. She's like, how do you know? I'm like, I just know because I'm deciding for you. You get to decide how good your day is. And she smiles and then she's, God bless her. This little girl skips around the house. She skips to her room and she has an amazing day at school because we're setting that validation as a determination. Hey guys, just a quick break from the episode to have a little conversation with my high achievers. You know who you are. I'm talking about my recovering perfectionists, my go-getters, my type A's. And you have a dream life, but you don't feel like you're living the dream, right? On paper, you have it all, but at night, you feel anxiety bubble up within you. And you might silence the anxiety with food or wine or shopping or scrolling. And it's a habit, it's a cycle of self-sabotage that you feel stuck in and ashamed of. You know you want to change. You don't like what you're doing, but you've tried to stop before and you just don't know how to break the cycle. Listen, I've been there. It's the high achievers shame sabotage cycle. And it's a doozy. I wasted years trying to willpower my way to change. And it didn't work. I only felt more inadequate and more of an achievement imposter. To break the cycle, you have to change the way you think. And in doing so, you'll disrupt the way you act. And that's where I come in. I've recently created a 3-part audio workshop just for you, for my high achievers. And it's called Break the Cycle. It's a private workshop that's going to be delivered right to you via private RSS feed, which means it will appear right in the podcast app of your choice once you opt in. Don't worry, I'll walk you through all the steps. You do have to register to get access, and it is, of course, completely free. Go to trishblackwell.com/breakthecycle. That's trishblackwell.com/breakthecycle to get started. Number 4, know what matters to you. It's really important that you have a definition of success. And I would recommend that your success is something you can feel, not something you have to cross the line of. So for me, success is being faithful every day in the small things. Success is learning something every day and loving others well every day. So define what success means. Number 5, keep your focus simple. What makes a successful day to you? So if you have a general idea of success, well, how can you validate that on a day-to-day basis? What does success mean to you? And that means to me, I go to bed and go, did I love well today? Okay. Did I learn something today? And did I grow today? And that means yes, if I answer yes, man, it was a successful day. The 6th way to be your own validation voice when you're not feeling enough is to remember that you get to design your life on purpose. Great lives don't happen on accident. They happen through intention, not randomness, but intentionality. Step into a place of ownership. Now, there's certain circumstances you can't change in your day, but you can still work around that and design your day to thrive. Greatness is not something that just people fall into. It's something they intentionally strengthen and create as a standard in their life. You get to design your day, and you get to validate what matters to you in the process. Number 7, I love this one. To validate yourself, here's what this is, I think, going to release a lot of you. It's okay. Be okay with mind drama. Don't run away from it. Talk back to it. I used to be alarmed that I had these thoughts, contradictory thoughts about my capability, my potential, my physicality, about myself, just self-doubt and then confidence and self-doubt and confidence and fear and faith, back and forth, ping pong match. And I was like, oh, I must be doing something wrong. And no, I just described a human brain. You're going to go back and forth. So be okay with a little mind drama. You don't have to run away from it. It doesn't mean you're thinking wrong. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong, but it's an invitation to rise up and talk back to it. Rise up and take control over the thoughts you want to keep and escort out the thoughts that you don't want to. Now, those thoughts that you don't want to be there, they will keep coming back. They're like annoying little siblings. They're going to keep coming back. Keep escorting them out of the room. Number 8, when feeling helpless, take action on something. If you feel helpless, take action on something. Bottom line, whether that's helpless from overwhelm, helpless from exhaustion, and taking action doesn't have to be that you're taking action on the thing that you want to move forward the most. Maybe taking action means clearing your email box out, or emptying the recyclables, or cleaning the clutter off your desk, or making your bed, or folding the towels, or, you know, scrubbing the toothpaste off the sink. But taking action and doing something, it's easier to redirect a car. It's easier to steer a car that's in motion than in the car that's parked. And if you stay parked, when you're helpless, we stay parked. We get stuck. We stop in one spot, and I need you to keep moving. You can validate yourself because you're moving. Momentum breeds more momentum. And it's better to talk to yourself. It's easier to talk up to yourself when you're taking action, not when you're feeling stuck. So we can't talk ourselves into action. We have to take action and then encourage ourselves to pivot and redirect as we are in motion taking action. Number 9, work with somebody who will help you remember just how far you have come. That's why I love working one-on-one with clients and also with my students in the COC, is we really are able, I am that person who's going to help you remember, whoa, I know you feel you haven't changed, but you are it's like a 180 degree difference just in this 6 week or 6 month period. And we forget, you guys, we're so focused on what we're not doing. We don't see how much we are. So, hey, have people in your life, whether it's a coach, a mentor, your sister, your husband, that will tell you the truth about how you are growing. And number 10, so that will help validate you. They're not validating you. They're helping you see that you are different, that you are growing. Number 10, your 10th way to really validate yourself so that you step into a place of worthiness is to know that everything that you do comes from either a place of fear or a place of faith. Or I like to sometimes interchange faith with personal power. And that is because sometimes I need to show up I'm not helpless in this. I have power. What do I need to do? What can I choose powerfully to think on or act on that makes a difference here? And sometimes it's something I need to act on. Sometimes it's a belief that I need to step in a state of faith. Hey, do I believe that what God says is true, that he's for me, not against me, that he will fill me with peace and joy, and he is my provider, right? That he is Yahweh Shalom. He is the Lord of peace. Or am I going to believe the fear and the chaos and overwhelm and anxiety I feel? So everything you do, you can validate yourself and say, hold up, which place do I want to build my life from? Fear or faith, fear or personal power. And when you're feeling that, oh, I don't know, and you're not feeling that courage and you're feeling not quite enough, you go back to, whoo, no, my building blocks, they're faith, that's belief, it's power, it's confidence. I'm not going to build my life on fear. And guys, I just got to tell you, we did this. We truly did just do this amazing workshop on 21 ways to love yourself. And it's a workshop on how to really feel like you're doing enough. It's literally designed for those of us who are prone to only seeing what we're doing wrong instead of what we're doing right. And for my perfectionists who are ready to stop feeling burnout and exhausted all the time, this workshop replay is for you. We just did it in the College Confidence. You get access to it as soon as you join. So go to collegeofconfidence.com to check it out. And I want to close out today. Our listener of the episode, it's Camille Richards. And she just said, Trish, thanks to you for all the wisdom you share through the Confidence Podcast. I can't tell you how much it's helped me during this pandemic. I was initially a bit afraid to enroll and sign up because it's a tough time financially. But the moment I did it, I knew I'd made the right choice. I love that you're framing everything with reference to scripture, and I love tuning in for more inspiration and encouragement. Wishing you a happy rest of the day. Camille is a supporter via Patreon of our show, and that is just, it's such a gift to me. If you want to go check it out, what we offer at Patreon, we have bonus episodes that release every month, exclusive for our Patreon supporters. For $5 a month, you can buy me a cup of coffee and encourage me back for the encouragement that we provide here on the show. Plus, you get the bonus episodes, and that is the my way to say thank you. So, Camille, thank you for being a supporter of the show. It's a blessing to me and an incredible encouragement back to me. I'm so glad that I've been able to hang out with you and be a voice of light and consistency and courage for you as we walk through these unprecedented times. Guys, be a friend to somebody. Make their day better. Make it your ambition to make somebody else's day better. And for those of you who are going to check out the Break the Cycle audio workshop, I'm really excited for the breakthrough you'll have there. When please reach out. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm here to support you, encourage you, and be the most consistently encouraging person in your life. I believe in you far more than you possibly know, because you truly can achieve anything. And I know God created you with a reason and for a reason. And it's my privilege, deepest privilege, to help you see how much potential you have. And let's awaken that and open it and share it with the world. Now, be a friend and share this episode with a friend so we can grow the show. Have an amazing day. Go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of personal confidence growth. If you're still figuring out how to silence self-doubt or like the reflection you see in the mirror, this is the place for you. Or if you're already pretty self-assured and are just looking for ways to chase your dreams with more courage and more gusto, then the College of Confidence can help you get to that next level. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online anywhere. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. Memberships are available specializing in self-confidence, social confidence, and professional confidence, and start at the affordable price of just $20. It is the place for anyone looking to be free from the bondage of self-doubt or self-sabotage. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.